There was some of this.
Paul, create some of the difficulty here. Curry my yogurt.
A little bit of this.
That's the nature of politics. You don't always get what you want, and you don't always get everything that you want. I hope Sinn Féin will realise that in the coming weeks.
A sprinkling of this.
We've got caught up with Northern Ireland being a pawn on Sinn Féin's electoral ambitions in the Republic. That's my opinion.
Or in the alternative, we have the DUP sucking up the Tory toffs and bankers who will bump them as soon as they get whatever it is.
And, well, an extra topping of this.
We are standing legislation. Up for the mandate that we got. We took a position.
I disagree with you.
Last night's debate in the Students' Union of the Ulster University was entitled Is Devolution Dead? And while that may be the key icing on the cake question, the debate was full of many other ingredients.
Why can't political people have a view? I have a view on everything. I have a view on speed bumps. I have a view on space travel.
Speed bumps.
Nothing divides a community like speed bumps.
But more serious topics were discussed too, from Brexit to RHI, corporation tax and MLA pay to paramilitary activity.
And ultimately, I believe the Northern Ireland public will be saying, what is the point of having MLAs at all?
What did the audience make of the night?
It was very interesting. I don't think Sinn Féin done well tonight in the debate. I think Alliance done best. They're speaking a lot of sense.
It's interesting to see behind the scenes how they actually get on, the politicians. You know, when you see it on the TV and you hear them on the radio, they're always fighting against each other. So it was good to see that they were actually getting on well. And it was constructive criticism.
Were there any parties stood out to you more than others?
I think Alliance, actually. What he had to say, you know, it was, I think it was rational. It was refreshing to hear something different from different politicians, you know.
Very pleased with it. Went very well. To be honest, Claire Hanna and Stuart Alliance Party were the two that really sort of, saying that Roy Beggs actually spoke quite well, surprisingly.
Do you think there's any hope of devolution?
The way things are going, no.
The debate was very interesting. I thought there was some good questions, and the MLA has provided a very good insight. I think we're at a very difficult position at the minute, and it was a very good opportunity for students of University of Ulster to challenge and question their politicians on a lot of matters, especially revolving around the youth. So it was very interesting.
And what about the politicians? What was their view from the stage? I asked the DUP's Paul Given and Stuart Dixon from the Alliance Party.
It was good to get into some of the detail on the normal bread and butter issues that they care about, like higher education, the cost of tuition fees. And we had all of the parties here represented. Of course, devolution came up. Is it dead? Was the theme of the night. And I think for a lot of these young people, they want to see Stormont back.
I thought it was really refreshing stuff. It was good. There was a great spirit about tonight. The students were bright, lively, incredibly intelligent. And we didn't get off light in the questions that we were asked. And it was an excellent debate.
But what is the future? Is devolution dead? Claire Hanna from the SDLP doesn't think so.
It has been very badly beaten and it's maybe lying somewhere and needing assistance. Of course, it's not dead. You can go round in circles for as many years as you want. We have to come back to here. We have to come back to power sharing and partnership and making the decisions locally and whatever way, whatever your aspiration or your constitutional preference or your identity, that's where we have to be.
Last night's debate may be over, but the devolution debate continues.